Just as we are concerned for ourselves and think about ways to remove suffering and how to actualize nirvana and liberation and the state of ultimate happiness, if we turn our thoughts upon others and concern ourselves with the welfare of other sentient beings and reflect upon the removal of their suffering, we generate altruism, or the wish to actualize enlightenment for their benefit. That motivation is bodhicitta, the determination that is needed if we want to achieve Buddhahood. It is quite marvelous that the human mind can generate this kind of determination or firm will. Once one develops such a precious mind of bodhicitta, irrespective of the religious context, one becomes extremely courageous, warm-hearted, and useful to society. According to the practice of Buddhist religion, bodhicitta is such a wonderful or marvelous quality that generating it, all negativities are purified and all positive qualities come alive. Once you generate such a precious mind, that mind ensures a good rebirth or good path in the future as well. In other words, it prepares you for the journey on the path to enlightenment. After that kind of determination comes the practice of the 10 paramitas, or perfections. Of the 10 paramitas, there are 6 main perfections: generosity, morality, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom. That is the way of Mahayana Bodhisattva practice. In addition to that, we have the Tantrayana practice. In tantric teaching, it is very important to visualize oneself as a deity. Not mere visualization. One has to meditate on shunyata, or emptiness. Then that wisdom is transformed at the level of one's imagination into the deity's form, Buddha's form. Furthermore, holding that form or Buddha's body as the subject, one reflects on the nature of the emptiness or suchness of it. So you reflect on the nature of the deity and at the same time on its ultimate nature. Thus, very powerful wisdom is combined with determination on the basis of bodhicitta. In Maha Anuttara Yoga Tantrayana, one unique practice is making a distinction among the gross, subtle, and innermost subtle levels of mind. There are techniques to neutralize the grosser level of mind, after which the innermost subtle mind becomes active. That subtle mind then is transformed into wisdom.